There, okay. Okay, the Republicans are going to caucus in room 22. Okay. I'd like to call the Senate Appropriations Committee to order. The Secretary, well, I guess we'll wait on that, won't we? Okay, okay. The Republicans will caucus in room 24, and the Democrats will caucus in, or 22, and the Democrats will caucus in 116.
So for the information of the body, the Appropriations Committee, the Democrats on the committee are caucusing currently in 116. The Republicans on the committee will caucus in room 22. The committee will be at ease until both parties are back from their caucus.
Ready? And maybe he's going to the bathroom.
I'd like to call the Senate Appropriations Committee back to order. The Secretary will take the roll call silently. All senators will be excused until they arrive. The minutes of our last meeting were distributed electronically. Are there any changes to the minutes as distributed? Seeing none, the minutes are approved as distributed. The committee will take up Senate File 587 in Subcommittee of the Whole. I will entertain a motion to reconvene a subcommittee of the whole on Senate File 587. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. The motion carries. We are now in subcommittee of the whole for Senate File 587. I recognize Senator Rosenboom as the chair for Senate File 587.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, colleagues. I call to order the subcommittee meeting for Senate File 587. The bill comes to us from the Ways and Means Committee. The bill itself calls for changes to the current mental health property tax levy while at the same time providing a long-term sustainable source for mental health services using state dollars. And of course, this bill comes to Appropriations Committee because the bill calls for an appropriation to the risk pool that is established in Section 25 of the bill. This appropriation is set at $9,960,590 for fiscal year 22, and an appropriation of $5,170,340 for fiscal year 23. These are my opening comments in the bill. The chairman of the committee, Senator Lofgren, will recognize any member of the public and then any senators that would like to speak on the bill. Are there any members of the public that want to speak on the bill? You would be recognized at this time. Ma'am, there's a microphone down here. If you could access that, please, so we can hear. Thank you.
Good morning. Can you hear me? Okay, very good. My name is Leslie Carpenter. I'm with Iowa Mental Health Advocacy. Okay. Thank you. Sorry for that. My name is Leslie Carpenter, and I'm with Iowa Mental Health Advocacy. I'm an advocate for people with serious brain disorders, and I'm the mom of someone who lives with a schizoaffective disorder. I want to comment that I am extremely pleased to see efforts to better funding the mental health system in the state of Iowa. I greatly appreciate that. Having lived in this world for the past 13 years, one of my concerns is that the state has supposed to, in the past, provided some backfill to mental health, but they haven't done that very consistently. So I'm concerned about having all of the funding go away from property taxes to state funding. I'm concerned for a number of reasons. And I'm also concerned that there's going to be governing boards overseeing the spend of the funds, but they don't have any incentive or skin in the game, if you will. For me, I'd rather still see a little bit of a mixture. But I do appreciate the intent of this bill very much. So thank you very much.
Okay, it seems to be all the public that is speaking, going to speak. Are there any senators that would like to speak on the bill? Seeing no further discussion, I recognize Senator Rosenbluth for closing remarks.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I obviously, as I stated earlier, this came from Ways and Means, and we're here to consider the appropriations. And I've made the comments on the bill. I want to thank you, ma'am, for your comments. They've been noted, will be considered. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I simply move the bill. Secretary Bolcom, how would you like to vote? Record's been called for.
Will the Secretary take the roll? Oh. What? Was it short form? Okay. So short form's okay? Okay, let the Senator take the roll call.
Senator Lofgren?
Aye. Lofgren votes aye.
Senator Bolcom?
Senator
Bolcom votes no.
Senator
Selsey? No. Senator Selsey votes no.
Senator Costello?
Senator Costello votes aye.
Senator Knoyer? Aye.
Senator Knoyer votes aye. Senator Dossler votes nay.
Senator Edler?
Senator Edler votes aye.
Senator Garrett?
Senator Garrett votes aye.
Senator Booth?
Aye.
Senator Booth votes aye.
Senator Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Johnson votes aye.
Senator Clemish?
Aye.
Senator Clemish votes aye.
Senator Colker? Aye.
Senator Colker votes aye.
Senator Mathis?
No. Senator Mathis votes no. Senator Pearson votes no.
Senator Reagan?
No. Senator Reagan votes no.
Senator Reitman?
Aye. Senator Reitman votes aye.
Senator Rosenbloom?
Senator Rosenbloom votes aye.
Senator J. Smith?
Senator Smith votes no.
Senator T. Taylor?
No. Senator Taylor votes no. Senator Williams votes yes. With 12 yeses and 8 noes, it passes the subcommittee. I will entertain a motion to dissolve the subcommittee. All those in favor say aye. All those opposed nay. The motion carries. I reconvene the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator Rosenbloom, you are now in order for opening remarks on Senate File 587.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I read the opening comments in the subcommittee of the whole. I think those will suffice for the beginning of this discussion. So I do try to entertain any questions or comments you have.
As we discuss the bill today, I ask that we have our comments be centered on the appropriation portion of the bill. Is there a discussion on the bill? Okay. The chair recognizes Senator Bolcom.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I rise in opposition to Senate File 587. I want to start by just admonishing the majority party for the process this morning. I think it's kind of ridiculous to have a committee of the whole, a subcommittee of the whole, where only one member of the public has an opportunity to share their views on this enormous bill, especially the parts dealing with the mental health. We should have had a normal subcommittee where people from around Iowa could have weighed in on this incredibly huge policy change that's proposed here. So I would just want to give a few words to my unhappiness about that, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, this bill is a shell game. It starts by breaking a promise that will result in a property tax increases and cuts to local essential services. It also makes a new promise that will be broken as sure as I'm standing here this morning. The Des Moines takeover of our locally controlled mental health system will hurt and destabilize the entire regional mental health system that we have worked so hard to build over these years. Let's look at the first broken promise to defund schools, cities, and counties. This bill eliminates $152 million of backfill funding for schools, cities, and counties that's been in place since 2013. This money is relied upon to provide essential services across the state in every county and every community. This bill will result in either a property tax increase, cuts to local services like defunding the police, libraries, fire departments, or it will result in property tax increases and service cuts. This is not the time to be raising property taxes or cutting public safety funding, especially since cities and counties are still phasing in the commercial tax cut to apartments that was not subject to backfill funding. Almost $100 million tax cut that cities have not fully absorbed, and now Senate Republicans are taking away much needed state funding. Senator Dawson's in the chamber. I know he's not on a probes, but last week said, the question has always been, when do we start to phase out the backfill? Maybe that was your question or the question of Senate Republicans, but it's not been the question of cities, schools, or counties. It has not been a question for Senate Democrats. When the backfill was established in 2013, no one said it would be phased out. I was there. Does anyone else think it's a tad ironic that as Senate Republicans break a promise to fund the backfill, they make a new promise? A new promise to fund mental health services. Actually, it's not a new promise. Over the past 5 years, Republicans have repeatedly promised to fund mental health services, and you have not delivered. Just a lot of talk. Why should anybody believe you now? Your legislation calls for a Des Moines takeover of our mental health funding and management away from our regional county system that we have today. Counties provide a variety of services, mental health services, county roads, public safety, ambulance, jail, emergency management, veteran services, and more, all paid for by local property taxes. This bill says that counties will no longer be able to fund and manage mental health services, and by extension, counties will no longer be involved or need to pay attention to the availability or quality of mental health services in Iowa. Why mental health? Why not emergency management? Why not take over the funding of county jails? Why doesn't the state take over secondary roads funding? Because that would be dumb. Why would we ever do that? Just like it is for the state to take over mental health. To this point, the debate on the mental health bill has been about the money. Which pocket are taxpayers going to pay for mental health care coverage? And which taxpayers are paying? Focusing solely on the money fails to appreciate why mental health and our mental health system actually works here in Iowa. And if Republicans are just going to play the money shell game, you will do great damage to our mental health system. County supervisors for decades have organized, built, and paid for our current mental health system. As county supervisors invested, they have made sure that we got results. They continually assess local needs and develop services based on what local people needed. Providing mental health is not some abstraction. Telling your constituents you support mental health doesn't mean there are suddenly mental health services. It requires people, infrastructure, and money. Success in Iowa has hinged on building relationships over many, many years between numerous local entities. Mental health administrators, service providers, law enforcement, schools, courts, medical professionals, hospitals, pharmacists, doctors, city, county, state elected officials, parents, advocates, advocacy organizations, and Iowans that need mental health services. All local relationships. Trust and commitment built over years around local funding and how to best meet the unique needs for people needing services. That's why local control matters, Senator Dawson. Our county supervisors, the overseers of our mental health system, will no longer need to pay any attention. They will no longer attend more meetings, no more county money, no more local scrutiny, no more local accountability for quality mental health services. What you get with local funding, Senator Dawson, is local oversight. Local funding and our county supervisors, as Sarah Rosenboom knows, are the glue that hold the system together. When county supervisors are sidelined, who do you think is going to drive results? Somebody in Des Moines? Really? Are you going to hire new state employees? Have a new state office in every region? Will the current regional administrators become state employees? Who will decide how much to pay these folks? Who will supervise our regional managers? What you get with Des Moines control is unreliable funding, less accountability, and more bureaucracy. Let's examine the state's recent record on mental health. Ironically, today is the fifth anniversary of Medicaid managed care. Managed care in Iowa has been a costly experiment. Millions and millions exported in profits to out-of-state corporations. State institutions have been neglected for years and years. For the last 2 years, the U.S. Department of Justice has been investigating serious abuse and possible criminal behavior at Glenwood Resource Center and improper care at Woodward Resource Center. The Eldora Boys School, Training School, remains under a federal court order to address abusive practices in the care of juvenile boys at the home. Let's just look at the state's track record the last 6 years. In 2015, out of the clear blue, the state closed much-needed mental health beds in Clarinda and Mount Pleasant. In 2018, the legislature passed the Complex Needs Bill with no new money, called for access centers, more subacute beds, more intensive care beds, all to address people in crisis, all with not a dime of new state funding. 2019, you know, for the new members, you're getting a little history lesson. The legislature passed a bill to establish a children's mental health system and appropriated virtually no new money. We had a grand bill signing ceremony. Everybody patted each other on the back. And then we told the local regions to get to work and do it. Thank God we could tell someone else to do the work, again, without any new state investment. Speaking of children's mental health, we all know we still don't have a children's mental health system. It's in its infancy. It's been talked to death for years. My colleague Senator Mathis has put tireless number of hours into working on this, countless task forces, meetings, and reports. Still no system. The reason we don't have a system is because the state has had the sole responsibility for funding and organizing it over all these years and has failed to do it. There are probably a few reasons for that. No one was responsible at the state level for making it happen. Who's on first? Is it DHS? Iowa Department of Public Health? IDPH? Department of Education, Governor's Office, the courts, certainly no one in the legislature, executive branch inertia, no money to do it, whole lot of reasons why we don't have it. So why in the world would we hand over financing and managing our mental health system over to the state, which is with its failed record of oversight of state institutions, failed effort to organize a children's system, and failure to keep its promises to fund services. With the Des Moines takeover of mental health funding from counties, mental health administrators, providers, and advocates will be spending every winter at the State House pleading for adequate funding. They will join community colleges, public universities, local schools, healthcare providers, people wanting tax cuts, prison guards, state police, domestic violence intervention programs, the courts, there's environmentalists, I think there's a few out there, to fight for every dollar they will need. This will be a huge burden on their time and energy, and really a waste of time. Mental health care providers and advocates will have to beg for funding like everybody else that comes into this building has to beg for money. Guarantee it. Republicans, you have starved about everything. Looking across the constellation of state government, education, and you will continue to do that with this. If you want to put more money in the system, Senate Republicans, just do it. Just put some more in. Let's be clear why we're doing this. You know, this has been a Farm Bureau priority for years. It's something they'd like to see done. They don't think they should have to pay for mental health services. It's not new. They've been working on it forever. In 2013, legislators decided in a bipartisan way to reorganize our 99-county healthcare system, mental health system to a regional one. 99 separate counties doing plans to 14 regions. Counties actually opposed the new regional system. There's a lot of skepticism and mistrust of the state and us in that process. But after a couple years of growing pains, most counties and mental health professionals and supervisors believe the system is stronger and better than what it replaced. Now, after 8 years, it's maturing and doing great work. It's on the cusp of organizing the much-needed children's mental health system and improved crisis services. That reorganization was a bipartisan effort. It had all the stakeholders at the table. Over months, we spent hours back in room 22, public meetings, discussion, open to the public. By comparison, the proposal before us now has not been vetted. It's not been discussed in the Human Resource Committee where we do health policy. This is the committee, actually, the Human Resources Committee, that knows the mental health system. There's people that work on this issue year in, year out. This committee was bypassed. There's been virtually no public input. We had one member of the public speak today who did a nice job presenting. The lousy process equals a lousy product. That's what we have before us. As I mentioned earlier, in 2013, the commercial property tax backfill was established. Everyone was in agreement on the backfill then. How many of you were here in 2013? Who was here in 2013? The thing about this place, Senator Guth, you know this, nothing lasts forever. People come and go, and issues come and go. Commitments come and go. Just like the 2013 backfill commitment, this bill breaks that commitment and promise. Now is not the time to make another grand promise to our mental health professionals and our mental health system and the people that rely on it. Now is not the time to upend progress that we're making to build a better mental health system. This risky shell game is a disaster you will all regret. Mr. Chairman, I urge a no vote on Senate File 587.
Thank you, Senator Bocum. Seeing no further discussion, Senator Roseman, you are now in order for closing remarks on Senate File 587.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senator Bocum, I have to give you credit. As usual, you gave me a lot of rabbit holes that I'd like to go down, but this is an appropriations committee. Yeah, Easter's coming, that's right. And enjoy a Dutch letter on me pretty soon, by the way. But a lot of things we can talk about. And I know you talked about these things in Ways and Means, because I watched game film last night. We'll have these same discussions on the floor. So with that, just one note I would make for the public. Everybody in this room really knows this, I believe. And that this bill puts more money into mental health. It doesn't take money out of mental health. And that's worth noting. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I simply move the bill.
Senator Rosenboom has moved Senate File 587. Senator Bocum, how would you like to vote? Record vote has been called. The clerk will now take the vote.
Aye.
Senator Bocum says no.
Senator Selsey.
Senator Selsey, no.
Senator Costello.
Senator Costello. Aye.
Senator Knoyer. Aye.
Senator Knoyer, aye.
Senator Dotsler.
Nay.
Senator Dotsler, nay.
Senator Edler.
Senator Edler, aye.
Senator Garrett.
Senator Garrett, aye.
Senator Guth.
Senator Guth, aye.
Senator Johnson.
Senator Johnson, aye.
Senator Clemish.
Senator Clemish, aye.
Senator Colker,
aye.
Senator Mathis.
Senator Mathis, nay.
Senator Peterson.
Senator Peterson, nay.
Senator Reagan.
Senator Reagan, nay.
Senator Reitman.
Senator Reitman, aye.
Senator Rosenboom.
Senator Rosenboom, aye.
Senator J. Smith.
Senator Smith, nay.
Senator
Taylor, nay.
Senator Williams.
Yes. Senator Williams, aye. Senate File 587 passes with 12 senators voting aye and 8 senators voting nay. Senate File 87 moves to the Appropriations Committee and moves to the calendar. With no further business for appropriations today, Senator Rosenboom moves that we adjourn.